Speaker Johnson, President Trump gave Iran's leader every opportunity to make a deal. By Katherine Hamilton on June 21, 2025. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, said the U.S. strikes on Iran nuclear sites on Saturday sent a message to the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism. The military operations in Iran should serve as a clear reminder to our adversaries and allies that President Trump means what he says, Johnson said in a statement to X. The president gave Iran's leader every opportunity to make a deal. But Iran refused to commit to a nuclear disarmament agreement, he continued. President Trump has been consistent and clear that a nuclear-armed Iran will not be tolerated. That posture has now been enforced with strength, precision, and clarity. Johnson went on to call the move American First policy in action. The president's decisive action prevents the world's largest state sponsor of terrorism, which chants death to America, from obtaining the most lethal weapon on the planet. This is America First policy in action, he said. God bless our brave men and women in uniform, the most lethal fighting force on the planet, as we pray for their safe return home. May God bless America. President Trump revealed on Saturday evening that the United States had just completed a very successful attack on three nuclear sites in Iran, such as Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan. He called on Iran to seek peace. We have completed our very successful attack on the three nuclear sites in Iran, including Fordo, Natanz, and Isfahan, Trump wrote in a post on Truth Social. All planes are now outside of Iran airspace. A full payload of bombs was dropped on the primary site, Fordo. All planes are safely on their way home. Congratulations to our great American warriors. There is not another military in the world that could have done this. Now is the time for peace. As Breitbart News's Jill Polak reported, the White House said on Thursday that Trump had decided to give Iran another 2 weeks to negotiate, in which he expected Iran to agree to give up its nuclear enrichment program in exchange for an end to the war. He wrote, the U.S. had not been directly involved in Israel's war effort until Saturday, but had sold arms to Israel, had likely shared intelligence with Israel, and had moved strategic naval and air assets closer to the Middle East. Iran's response had been defiant, refusing to discuss the future of its nuclear program while under attack. The White House said President Trump will address the nation at 10 p.m. EDT.